Now, the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Tuesday. It's January 24th. The National Association of Realtors releases its report on existing home sales today. The Association reported last month that fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes in November. The decrease likely reflected the drag caused by rising mortgage rates and the shallow inventory of properties on the market. It says in a December 28 release that its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index fell 2.5% to 107.3. That's the lowest reading since the start of 2016. Pending sales declined in the Midwest, South, and West, while improving in the Northeast. The slowdown marked a reversal for the housing market as sales growth has been solid for the past year. Completed sales of existing homes in November climbed to their highest pace in nearly a decade, reaching a seasonably adjusted annual rate of 5.61 million. The realtors say, but the pending sales contracts suggest that demand may be weakening now that the costs of purchasing a home have increased. Johnson & Johnson reports quarterly financial results today, and there are a couple of other big confirmation-related hearings going on Capitol Hill. More discussion about trade at the White House, more meetings with the president-elect about business and the economy. Those are just some of the things that could guide the markets as we move through this Tuesday, January 24th. A couple of other notes for you this morning. Businesses looking to invalidate California's fee for carbon pollution take their arguments to a state appeals court there today in a case that could determine the future of one of California's signature efforts to combat climate change. With a central piece of Governor Brown's legacy on the line, lawyers for the state and for environmental advocacy groups will defend a program that has been closely watched around the world as a potential model for controlling carbon emissions. Uncertainty surrounding the case has already been a major factor in upending the market for pollution permits, which consistently raised hundreds of millions of dollars a year until demand plummeted in 2016. The Justice Department wants a judge to throw out a lawsuit from Microsoft and keep a law that prohibits technology companies from telling customers when their government demands their electronic data. Microsoft says its customers have a constitutional right to know when the government collects private information about them. The company says the law also violates the First Amendment right to speak with customers. Microsoft says it gets about three requests every day, and many don't have end dates. Companies like Apple, Amazon, and Twitter have written court briefs supporting the lawsuit. The Justice Department says in its court filing it has an interest in keeping criminal investigations confidential. Microsoft doesn't have a standing to argue for its customers' constitutional rights, according to the Justice Department.